Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on rainmaking bankers. And welcome to track three, the principles of rainmaking. Now, some people might call these the principles of selling. We're not just about selling here, are we? We're about rainmaking. Week after week, year after year, how do you make it rain? And what are the principles that drive the sale? What are the principles that if you bake these into your game, you will consistently, repeatedly be making it rain? And that's what we really talked about in the last track, isn't it? That in the overarching system, the system for rainmaking, and then in the macro process, we're not just talking about, well, how do you win a deal here or there? How do you get someone to call you up and offer you an opportunity to work with them? We're talking about how do you systematically get excellent at the way that you spin up opportunities. In the system for rainmaking, we said there's three pillars, right? You get really excellent at preparation, execution, and skills. And that all three pillars are ultimately about preparation. How do you best prepare yourself for the sale? As we said there's two types of preparation. There's short-term, like the four-step protocol, you're a pro athlete about to step on the field, get yourself game ready, and long-term preparation. And these principles of rainmaking are long-term. This is you becoming expert at what actually leads people to buy. In just working our way through this track, I expect you'll pick up a lot of stuff that you can put to work right away. But it's really baking these principles into your game that will lead you to kill the sale, to just make it rain more and more and more over time. And we also went into the macro process, didn't we, in the last track, which is also systematic. How do you systematically source, process, and close business? Well, when you understand the principles of selling, they feed into every part of this, don't they? What actually leads someone to engage with you? How do you source? The hint is principle two. It's about them. It's not about what you're there to sell. But why do they need you? Why are they there to buy? Process. This is all process. How specifically do you navigate someone's buying decision to help them do what's right for them? Three, how do you close? Not just to have a good conversation, but when you understand at a deep level the principles of rainmaking, you can move someone all the way through from your intent and their intent to closing the deal. So what you see is that really deeply learning and integrating these principles of rainmaking is core to every part of this systematic process. And this is why we're covering principles. We're not covering a million ideas on how you might perhaps better drive the sale, or random tips like, oh, you just have to put your client's interests first. You just have to see the world through the eyes of your client. Right? There's a million and one ideas. But in the end, to get excellent at anything, you want to know the principles and integrate them into every single facet of your game. So that's what we're covering in this track. I hope you're as fired up as I am. Let's go deeper. One of the biggest challenges for many of us on this topic is that we're never taught what actually sells, let alone how to actually do it. A highly personal context for this point is a recent masterclass I created called Meeting Wonder Woman. It's all about what is a systematic approach for meeting your most amazing women. See, and the point I'm making in that program is that no one ever teaches us how to actually pair up, how to find that most amazing man or woman. And even though our entire society and biology is oriented around this, whoever steps back and says to you, hey, if you want to meet a man, this is how you want to be. If you're looking to attract your most wonderful woman, these are the principles of attracting. And so what this means is that few of us actually know what it takes. How many people feel completely confident walking up to someone they're attracted to? Are they certain that they know what leads to attraction? What doesn't? What they need to talk about? How they need to talk about it? What really gets that other person attracted to you? See, because no one ever teaches us, we're left with these very basic paradigms that society seems to condition in us. Like if you're rich and famous and good-looking, then you can have any woman you want. Like the hero at the end of every movie gets the girl, you gotta be the hero. And so many men chase success, believing when they get that, now they'll get the girl. But what actually leads to attraction? What are the principles that get someone to buy? Is it talking about logical ideas?
So, where are you from?
Do you come here often?
Oh, where'd you go to school?
Or do we recognize that attraction is an emotional process? And so if you speak in a certain way and talk about certain topics,